We're going to look at the Svas Emes of Bechukosai, Shnas, Tuf, Reish, Lamed, Zayin, and then Tuf, Reish, Lamed, Ches, and these editions of the Svas Emes, it's page 242. The Medrash says on the Pasuk, in Bechukosai, Teilechu, if you follow my chukim, my decrees, and observe my mitzvos ves mitzvosai tishmeru vasisemaisam. The Medrash says, quoting David HaMelech from Tehillim, Kuf Yutes, Chishavti derachoi va'ashiva raglai el eidoisecha. So Chishavti derachoi means to have given much thought and planning to my path in life, va'ashiva raglai el eidoisecha, and my feet, my legs, turn toward your eidos, turn toward your mitzvos. Now, the idea of thought that is so cerebral, that is the highest aspect of man's capacity, versus the regel, the feet, which walk. And you know that regilus means habit. Interestingly, the same word that means the feet that walk, that take us from place to place, in Hebrew also happens to mean something that is regularly done, habitually done, with regilus. So the Svas Emes remarks, "Hi darga tachtayna sheba adam," that your feet take you someplace. The part of ashiva raglai alei desecha is the most simple. It's the most unsophisticated aspect of man and what man is capable of. Umachshava, thought, on the other hand, b'reish ha'adam, that's centered on the very height of man, and it is the greatness of man, his ability to think, his cognition, his intellectual capacity. But the two come together. V'soif ma'aseh b'machshav atchila. What begins as the proper directing thought to the body, to the feet, ends up with the feet taking us and the body being moved in the right direction. Saif ma'asa, it is the action that results from the machshava tchila. Va'al yedei shemeviyin koyach ha-machshava toich ha-maisim. He is emphasizing we must always bring our thoughts to inhabit the space of our maisim, of our actions. That our actions are very, very important. But that which is the thought behind the action is the neshama, if you will, the soul in the body of whatever it is that we are doing. Validation mevi'in koyach ha-machshava, the power of human thought, and we bring them and infuse our maisim and infuse whatever we're doing with that thought. Toich ha-maisim, we bring them into and bring them into inhabit the character of whatever it is we're doing, liyaiskol maisa biyishuv hadas, where the action is being done with an understanding of why it's being done, with a certain sense of things. Al yedezeh misroimim hagashmius. By that, whatever we are physically doing, touching, and using to serve God becomes uplifted. Umadrega hatachtoina sheba adam. And by that, the simplest and lowest state that man is capable of, which is to lift one leg after the other, to put one foot in front of another. But now it's not just one foot being placed in front of another. There's a purpose, and there's a design, and there's a thought, and there's a high ideal behind and within each step. So that it is an uplifted and sanctified action, and whatever mitzvah we're doing, and with the, whatever it is that we do the mitzvah, whether it is something that we take in hand or something that we walk to, whether it's walking to a Beis Medrash, to a shul for davening, and each psiyah, each step is a mitzvah. The way going to the Beis HaMikdash was a mitzvah, and each step as we approach the Beis HaMikdash was itself a mitzvah. Whatever it is that we're using to serve God now is uplifted because it's being used with the thought and the intention, the high design of the mindful Jew who's performing the mitzvah. V'zehu im b'chukaisai teilechu. Shehi b'chinas habitul el hasherish. What he is saying is that b'chukaisai teilechu means that you just do what you must and do it because it is asked of us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that we move every moment of our lives where and how and only if Hashem wants us to move in that direction. That is the bitul, that is the complete subservience to the root, to the source of all ability to act. If I act with complete submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how He wants me to act, where He wants me to act, what He wants me to act upon, then I am connected to the source. Ki l'chol davar yesh sheirish b'shamayim. Everything has its source in heaven. Bifrat l'nefesh ha'adam. Obviously, the nefesh ha'adam, the soul, is that which is most intrinsically connected to and has its source in heaven. U'bnei Yisrael al yedei ha'Torah hem misdabkin b'hakadosh baruch hu. By the virtues of actions of Torah, by that which is done because Hashem wants us to do it, we are misdabkin b'hakadosh baruch hu. We are through the Torah, its study and observance, connected to Hashem. Sheyesh l'kol ish Yisrael chelik b'Torah. Every Jew has a chelik in Torah, meaning that the Torah is something that is meant to relate to each of us very personally. So, in b'chukaisai teleichu means that each of us has a path to a Torah that is uniquely mine, yours, his, hers. Every Jew has something in Torah that is uniquely that person's chelek. V'alzem mevakshin, it's for this reason that we ask each of us for our chelek, v'sein chelkeinu b'seir asecha. You see, when you study a mitzvah and it strikes you a certain way and you have a sense of what it is that Hashem wants, so that's your chelek in Torah. When you study any pasuk in Torah and you have a certain understanding, a certain sense of what the pasuk is saying, that's now chelkecha b'Torah. That's your chelek in Torah. It's not exactly the same as any other human being's sense of or perception of that pasuk. It's yours. And that's your chelek in Torah. V'sein chelkeinu b'seir asecha. V'al yedei ha'yegia b'Torah, that's what Rashi says, b'chukai se'teleichu means not just to observe. Mitzvay se'tishmeru means to observe. So in b'chukai se'teleichu means she'tiyu amelim b'Torah. To be involved, to be working, to be steeped in the study of Torah. So he says, the yegia, alidei ha-yegia b'Torah, by making efforts in Torah, yochol hisbarer la'odam chalkai. Each person is able to draw out a certain pure relationship with Torah, a certain qualitatively superior sense of what the Torah means to him. Because it's not just spoon-fed and not just given over by someone else, but it has been attained, it's been earned. You've mined a treasure. The work of understanding the shakla v'tari, the question, the give and take of a gemara, that is what gives a person the sense of that blot gemara becoming his. That's how that blot gemara gets into the bones. Arayin in the beine. That's that histabkus that he spoke about earlier. Uvnei Yisrael al yedei ha-Torah hem mizdabkin b'HaKadosh Baruch. Let's continue. Ki chol ha-dvarim Everything chakukim b'Torah. Everything is etched into the Torah. Everything. Every experience. Every person. How a person's place in Klal Yisrael is meant to be understood and meant to serve God is in a mysterious way, in a hidden way, expressed in the Torah. In a mystical way, but it's there. V'chein, nafshes b'nei Yisrael, yesh l'kol echad chakika b'Torah. Every soul is in the Torah. That's why we understand that the osios of which the Torah's words are comprised, number 603,550, as there were souls at Har Sinai, because every neshama has its part and connection and unique role in the sum total that is the Torah. Ketshibrichu Yisrael v'Eraisa means that the Torah is a reflection, therefore, of Hashem, if you will, of His character, kivayachol, but it's a reflection, therefore, also of the mahus, the character of every Jew, of every individual nefesh of Klal Yisrael. That's what he means when he says we have a chakika b'Torah. We are etched in the Torah. Zehu shekosov b'chukai seiteleichu. V'dorshu chazal liyois ameilim b'Torah. To make that effort, to make the work, to bond ourselves and find each of us our unique place, our unique point of contact and connection, the place in Torah that we identify with, where the Torah says, I am you, you am I. This is how we become soul-driven people. This is how we become people attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our neshamos. B'sherish HaNeshama, to become attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by attaching to the source of HaNeshama. Neshama Shinesata B'Tahirahi, we say every morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed a holy Neshama into each of us. The way to attach ourselves to Him, therefore, is obviously through the Neshama that He has given us. Through the Neshama I received, which is a Chelik Eliki, which is such a holy part. It's a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's very existence. Now connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that Neshama. That's if you can find your place in Torah and connect and grow through that connection to Torah. Connect your neshama to God by finding your place in Torah. And your neshama grows. And your neshama grows, meaning it becomes qualitatively attuned so that it's able to bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umizeh bo mashakosuv kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek la'ilam habo. This is how each of us ends up being a person with a part, a chelek, in Olam Haba. Because Olam Haba is a reflection of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate will of why He created an Olam Hazeh, because of what He wants for us to have in Olam Haba. So our chelek in Olam Haba has a parallel with our chelek in Torah. If it's the Torah which we have to connect to, so we can connect to Him, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while we're in Olam Hazeh, for each of us, that connection will yield a parallel, a corollary of such bonding to Hashem in Olam Haba. That's the chelik in Olam Haba. V'nosati gishmeichem be'itom, he now says, he hisdabkus hagashmius b'sherish. So after talking about the first pasuk of the parsha, where he says we're talking about moving our lives such that our neshamos, moving our material lives and our actions in the direction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to move them, in that which David HaMelech says, Chishavti Drochei, to think about what we're doing. So then he says, in the next pasuk, is talking about our material gashmias. Nasati Gishmechem Bi'ita means that everything we own, everything we have, everything around us, then is serving such a high purpose, it is connected, it is bonded with the Sherish, the source, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mesha Kosov, L'chol Zman Ve'eis, L'chol Chayfetz. Let's see now, Tafresh Lamed Ches. Again, the same Medrash, but a slightly different approach to the two parts of the Pasuk. In B'chukai Zeteleichu, Vasisa Ma'isam. Let's see what he says and how he explains the pasuk and the point that the Medrash is making. A year later, and it's a same Medrash, but it's a completely different approach. The Medrash says, "B'chol yom hayisim mechashev l'makom pleni ani hoylech." Every day I would think about where I'm going. And my feet took me to the places of worship and to the places of study, David HaMelech says. The kasha, the point of the Medrash is that the words of the Torah in our parsha, where it says, chok is something you do without studying exactly why, without ever understanding exactly what Hashem's point or reason is. V'halicha, but when you go someplace, and as the Medrash says, you go because you've thought it out. Chishavti drachai, the Medrash says, quoting the pasuk. That's the opposite of doing something without understanding. V'halicha shach b'davash masigin tamay. You go a certain way, you act a certain way because of a certain reason. There's a certain sense of things, with an understanding of what you're doing and why you're doing it. But that's totally not what b'chukaisai means, because a chok is without understanding. So what's the point of the Medrash? Aval inyan hu, the kol machshavais ve'etzais ha'odom al yedei hisboinenus hadas va'emek histaklus ha'seichel b'teira. All of that which we apply our intellect to in depth, looking with seichel, looking with all of our intelligence into the Torah and into understanding what Hashem wants, hakol, rak eitza, all of this is for the idea, kedei lizkais, achakach, lebitul hadas, el retzain habayir yisparach, b'litam. He says, we're looking to understand what the Torah wants and why the Torah wants it, for ultimately fulfilling, but for fulfillment which is totally independent of our understanding, for fulfillment which is done for a much higher reason than anything we can understand. That being, it's what Hashem wants. So, what he is saying is something actually very sophisticated, which is that you study and you study and you get down to the finest points you believe underlie each mitzvah and what it is that Hashem wants, then you go do the mitzvah for none of the above, because what you have as a glimpse into what it is that Hashem wants is nothing compared to the fact that it is what Hashem wants. The will of God is the reason I'm doing it, not because I understand the will of God. So that ultimately you're taking all of your capacity to understand and mind the treasures of understanding of the mitzvah, and after you've accomplished as much as you can in getting the tam hadavar, you now completely submit to the will of Hashem, and he calls it bitul hadas. Whatever I do or don't know is irrelevant, and I am mevatel, I abdicate my own sense of what it is that Hashem, quote unquote, wants, and just do what he wants because he wants it. Because anything that I can ascertain as to why, and anything I can intuit as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, is irrelevant to the ultimate fulfillment. The ultimate fulfillment is of a higher nature. The ultimate fulfillment is of a higher quality and is a positive event and a powerful force that occurs because I'm doing His will. Not because I understand why to do His will, but because His will is being done. Rak shehatamim mevin la'odom lovei el ha'emes v'lirois. The tamim are just there so that we will understand and appreciate kilasis ritzeni yisbarach hutayv yaiser mikol atamim shabaylo. So after we have the most intrinsically sophisticated understanding of what the ritzein habayrai is when he commands us a mitzvah, now we go ahead and we say, better than all of that which we have understood and come to understand in the mitzvah is actually doing the will of God itself. That's more than any of that which I have achieved in my understanding of why he might ask me to do this mitzvah. It's greater than anything I can come up with as I've studied the ta'am of the mitzvah. More important and more dear is that I'm doing the mitzvah. V'zehu shekosov chishavti drochai. I thought and I planned and I studied. V'chol zeh hoya etza el, and all this is so that eventually I will do it. V'ashiva raglai, and do it because that's what I have to do. Not necessarily because I understand why I'm doing it. V'chol zeh hoya etza el v'ashiva raglai el edesecha, which means ultimately we should take every mitzvah and treat it when we observe it as if it is a chok. There are very few mitzvahs where the Torah says that you have to have a certain thought or kavana and think about why it is that you're doing the mitzvah. The Torah says, do. And all of our study and all of our comprehension of the will of God is not why we do. It's why we do is because he asks us to. Soldiers don't ask questions of the commanding officer. Oh, why is it that we have to take that hill? If the commanding officer says we have to take that hill, we have to wipe out that pillbox, we have to do X, Y, Z. That's what we do.
Actually, there's a Gemara Sanhedrin, I think it's Chav Bei, is that there's danger for the reason. Because when the Torah gave you the reason, like you saw the Yavad Hashem, he's going to quote it?
Yes. That's what he is saying is that even on a greater basis than the fact of the possibility of being tripped up or making the error based on what we misapprehend or are not able to understand about the Ritzayin HaBayre, it's just that actually doing the Ritzayin HaBayre is itself something so pristine and so
most optimal.
And so optimal, correct, that it doesn't matter then at that point whether we do or don't understand. On the contrary, taking our understanding and saying that, you know, that's less important. Sublimating whatever we think the reason is to actually just emphasizing the Ritzon HaBore is how and the way in which we're supposed to do the mitzvahs. Af shehiyisi mechashe v'omer l'mokim ploni ani hoylech. While I planned it and each step in my life, every mitzvah I come to know and understand and appreciate why and the wherefore, b'inyanim protim, with individual fine points and pitchifkes. But hasoif ba, but ultimate fulfillment comes, al yidei sheho yuraglai mivios lebateknisius. But in the end, doing it is something because that's what I do. Shehu koyach haklal sheyesh b'kneses Yisrael mitzad bechiras Hashem Yisbarach shebach abonu v'kidashtanu b'mitzvah Yisof kinis g'leil. In the end, more important than anything that I have figured out is the fact that I'm a Jew, this is what Hashem wants of me, this is what I'm going to do. Hashem chose us, Klal Yisrael, I as part of Klal Yisrael, I'm about to do what Hashem wants. V'zehu shekosov, now relating this back to the Pasuk, the Medrash is saying, this is why the Pasuk says, "Bechukaisai teilechu." Do everything as if it's a chuk. After all, why would the Pasuk start out with talking about chukim? There are so many mitzvahs that are not chukim. Most of the mitzvahs are not chukim. Most of the mitzvahs have understanding and have reasons behind them. No. Zehu shikosef bechukaisai teilechu. Shehi yasoif ratzayin ha-hiloch kidei lovay lebechinas ha-chukais. Do everything as if it's a chayk. Do everything because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this is what you're supposed to do. So that, yes, in spite of all of the study, which is so important, after all, that's what we're involved in. David HaMelech says, oh, it's all very well thought out. But in the end, In the end, it's because there's a certain compulsion to do the Ratzayin Hashem, expressed with the word raglai. That's where I go. That's what I do. Uschar al zeh, the schar for this is v'nasati gishmeichem be'itam shehem birchais or brachais ba'olam hazeh. Pirish, shal yidei she'odem mevatel ha'seichel el ritzoin ha'boir yisparach. By having our complete submission to the will of God, al yidei zeh haschar shegam ha'teva v'agashmiz tuchel lekabel ha'orah mishefa elyoin. By giving ourselves completely over to God, even the physical lives we live and everything we own and possess will also be as simply devoted and connected to God as we are. V'zeyesh lefarish, this is how we can explain the Mishnah. Avos batel ritzoincha mipnei ritzoinoi, k'dei sheyivatel ritzoin acherim mipnei ritzoincha. Shehu ritzoinoi shel sitra achra hamisnagdim la'ayv de'asha. The rotzen of the sitrach, the rotzen of the yetzahari is that everything we own should use its power to corrupt us, to bring us away from God. The power of the yetzahari is going to take whatever we own and take our physical means and our material means or our money and cause us, if the yetzahari can, cause us to distance ourselves from God. That the gashmius in our lives will corrupt us. That's what the yetzahari wants. But no, if you are completely submitting yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then even your gashmias won't be a threat. Even your physical gashmias will also be something you will safely be able to own. You will be able to abide a very physically blessed existence and yet remain close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kischar olam habo yudua rak zeh schar yoyser toiv. Mashenu chalatakin gam in yoni olam hazeh v'hateva. Greater than olam habo is that you're in olam hazeh and everything is holy. You're in olam hazeh and nothing is corrupting you. You're in olam hazeh and everything is about holy service of God. Even the gashmias. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can safely say, v'nasati gishmeichem be'itam, and the Yetzer Hara has no power to use it to corrupt you. Because you have bound yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the concept of this is what I do. I am Hashem's trusted servant. I do know, I don't understand, I do understand. The level of understanding, irrelevant. I'm spending my entire time being mechashev, chishavti drachai. But when it comes to doing the will of God, it makes no difference. I am completely submitting my will in the face of His will. Umizeh hitziu chachamein uzal, sheyofer sha'achas ba'olam hazeh, b'tshuva ma'isim tovim, mikol chai olam babo. Ke'inyin omram zal, schar mitzvah, mitzvah. Why is the schar of a mitzvah, mitzvah? You get a chance to do another mitzvah, so that what? So that you'll have more schar in the future? No. Because if all you want is to be bound up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, so then the schar that you'll get in this world is another opportunity to become bound up more with HaKadosh Baruch. That's all. Since that's all you want. It's not about your Olam Haba. You're not doing a mitzvah so that you get Olam Haba. So that the reward for your mitzvah should be something later. No, the reward for your mitzvah is another mitzvah here in Olam Hazeh so you can do what you wish, which is to be bound up with HaKadosh Baruch. This is the picture of a truly religious Jew. Not just observant, but religious. Because a religious Jew is a Jew who is nothing but an extension of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what Hashem wants, and this is what I do. There's nothing greater and nothing more wonderful than to be doing what it is that Hashem wants. If this is what Hashem wants, I am the happiest possible creation. I'm the happiest human being. I'm the happiest, most fulfilled entity of creation, because I'm doing what Hashem wants. How does He reward me? He gives me something else, something further that it is that He wants for me to do. Schar mitzvah.